Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Mets have had a good feeling from the jump. This has been the season of good feelings. This has been the year that they have now taken over the city. They are big brothers in this town. We just announced, they sold out all of their season ticket plans. It's going to be a big year at Citi Field. Expect a lot of people there. It's going to be the place to be. It's a hot ticket for opening day compared to The Yankee ticket, got to admit, the Yankee ticket, although it was tough to find them around here. You go on the secondary market, night and day compared to what the Yankees and the Mets are selling you. Right now, the fan bases are really different. The Yankees, even coming off a World Series, are down a lot of the Yankee fans. And I'm having a real hard time understanding it. But the Met fan is flying through the roof as you're getting all these stories. Sports Illustrated is doing a story on how they captured the heart and mind of Juan Soto and the rest of the Soto family. And obviously, you know, Brandon Nimmo making comments about how they want to be the team, you know, comments that were downplayed by the captain, Francisco Lindor, when he was on with BT and Sal. You know, hey, we want to be the best team in baseball. We don't necessarily want to be the best team in New York. We want to be the best team in baseball, and not answering the questions or taking the bait while Nimmo is out there, who, you know, hasn't really been able to play this spring. I know he hit a three-run home run against the Yankees to tie the game the other day. But Brandon Nimmo is important to this team, who's part of this lineup, who's hit or miss and has had went through stretches last year where he was god-awful, as well as hot and carrying the team, came out and made comments about wanting to be the best team in New York, doesn't want to be the stepbrother anymore, doesn't want to be the little brother, wants to be the big brother. They want to be the team of New York City. They want to be the team that everybody comes to see, the hot destination, the team of the city. Not the lousy Yankees with their 27 championships. Who gives a damn? That's old hat. They want to be the new kids in town, the new team that everybody cares about. Now, look, I think there's a lot of reason for optimism around the town. I think the team is very good. Now, we'll see. I think Mendoza is a legitimate manager. But again, the last time... And, you know, we were trying to think of this. The last time the Yankees and the Mets went into a season with this much optimism for the Mets and the Yankees, I think as much as the Yankee fans are down, I think it's more about where they think this team is going as far as being capable of getting back to the World Series or winning a championship and winning that 28 championship. But I think everyone expects them in the playoffs. I guess 22, everyone expected the Yankees and Mets. 23, rather, everyone expected the Yankees and the Mets to be in the playoffs. It actually was a disastrous year for both teams. But it's been a long time since the Mets were this, you know, because you can make a case right now, the Mets are the best team in the National League besides the Dodgers. But you can make a case that the Mets and Yankees are the best teams in their division, and that could, it's been a while since you felt that strongly about it. And right now, the Mets, certainly, the optimism is through the roof. And I disagree. We had a caller before. He's talking about the lineup is top-heavy. I don't think the lineup is necessarily top-heavy. I think the lineup is pretty damn good the whole way through. I mean, they're very top-heavy just because they got great hitters there. I think you could argue, you know, we'll see what the Braves are throwing out there. I know Murphy, the catcher, is banged up, but he's going to start the year. You've got, you know, obviously a stud at third base there. You've got a stud at first base. You've got Ronald Acuna. You've got, you know, a really good lineup there, although their outfield is a little bit sketchy at the moment. I think the Mets lineup is second to none outside of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and certainly at the top. Think about the power that the New York Mets are providing at the top of this lineup with Lindor, Soto, Alonso, Vientos, like just that right there, the top four right there. Think of how that those are four 30 home run hitters without question. Like we were just talking about the amount of guys the Yankees could possibly have hit 30 home runs. The Mets come at you with four guys who are easy 30 home run guys. Lindor's done it how many times for the Mets? Soto's done it how many times in his career? Although I don't classify him as a home run hitter. He had 40 last year. They even think this ballpark and his power to left center plays to him even a little bit better than Yankee Stadium, which I'll see it. It sounds nice, and I guess there are some numbers to back it up, but we'd have to see it. I know he hits very well in this ballpark. He's always liked hitting in the ballpark against the Mets, but I mean, Lindor's a 30 home run guy. Soto's a 30 home run guy. Alonso's a 40 home run guy, and last year was a down year, but you know, you got to hope he bounces back. I expect him to, but you got to see it. But Vientos and what he gave you last year, again, 1 year, he's got to prove he could do it again. But those are all right at the top of the order. You're talking about, with those four guys, 120 home runs without question, probably more like 140 without question. That's a lot of power in your first four hitters. That's a lot of power. And that's an impossible, you know, top of the order lineup to get through. I know people think Alonso could be an easy at bat. He still can tag one. And he does better than almost every player in baseball this side of Aaron Judge. So, yeah, it's a little bit top heavy, but then you look at the rest of it. You got Winker, you got Marte. I really am looking forward to Beatty. I think Beatty is going to be a real, you know, kind of needle mover. If he could be what he's been in spring and what he's been in AAA. Now, he's had opportunities before. I don't know if I'm confident he's going to hit, but I really, he's been slick in the field. He's played second base fine. I like Acuna on the bench, and I like Beatty playing every day at second base. But you add Beatty, Siri is an excellent defensive center fielder with a little bit of pop, but not really known for his hitting prowess. But you've got Nimmo, you've got you know, you've got the catcher right now, and when Alvarez comes back, there's some more power. So, like, I think the lineup top to bottom is pretty damn good and pretty damn powerful, and I can't think of another one that I know is better. I mean, the Braves are good. Philadelphia's good. You know, the Padres have a bunch of really good hitters in it as well. Tatis and, you know, Xander Bogaerts and Manny Machado. But, I mean, the Mets, what they throw at you up and down this lineup, and then you get to the, you know, you get to the bullpen, and you got Diaz, who's, I'm a little concerned about his velocity, not overly concerned, but the bullpen should be good enough. It's just the rotation. And if the rotation is where this team is special, if the rotation is where they find ways to get the best out of all their starting pitchers, right? We've seen a great spring from Canning, even Paul Blackburn, who's not going to start the year in the rotation. You've got a bunch of different answers for this team in the rotation that could be, like I just got a bunch of texts from tweets from a Met fan about all the ifs I'm saying with the Yankees. Even with the Mets, even as loaded as they are, what am I saying? It's a bunch of ifs. If Beatty, if Alonso has a bounce back year, if Vientos gives you a second season like he did the first season, those aren't guarantees. Soto guarantee, Lindor guarantee, Alonso 30 home runs is a guarantee, but a really productive offensive player. Because we weren't saying that up until that home run against Williams, we were not calling him a great offensive player. The home runs and the power will be there, but will he hit 210 or will he hit 270? Because that's the difference in what kind of, you know, hitter you're looking at there. But he's going to give you the home runs, that's for sure. So Alonso's power is a lock. Soto and Lindor are locks. Other than that, Vientos, as much as I have faith in him and belief in him, and, you know, the way he performed in the postseason makes me feel even more confident that this wasn't a fluke and he'll be good this year. He still has to prove it on a level where he's doing it more than 1 year. The catcher is an if. I'm sorry. Now he's injury prone, and he goes through these horrendous stretches of offensive struggles. And the rotation pretty much is nothing but ifs. So even the Mets, who I think is an without question a playoff team, we'll go through I'll give you all my playoff teams. I'll give you everything. I think I'd rather do it tomorrow, the day of, but we'll see how we go here as we take it to 5:00. But I mean, obviously the Mets are a 90-win team. Mets are a playoff team. Mets should be battling for a division. But even the Mets, as good as they are, really the Dodgers are the only team that don't have ifs. And right now, even with Mookie Betts, and he gets his stomach right as an if. But to me, the Met lineup is, it's the team is similar to last year under the guise of the lineup is going to be what wins them games. I firmly believe that. They're going to score a ton of runs. And if they don't, they're not going to be as good as we think. I doubt very much that the rotation is going to lead them. I don't think the bullpen will lead them. I don't think their defense will lead them. Right? Because right now, defensively, I don't know how good they are. Like, how good are they defensively right now? I think, obviously, Vientos is a little bit of an issue. I don't think it kills you, but he's not a good defensive third baseman. I don't know what Beatty is at the moment, or, you know, Acuna you'd feel better about, but I do think it's going to be Beatty. At second base, that's a question mark. We all know Alonso is a serviceable first baseman, but I don't think a Gold Glover. We know Soto is not a great right fielder. Siri's good in center. And left, Nimmo, you know, comes and goes. He's got a knee injury. And catcher, they're pretty good, but they're not overly great defensively. I don't love their bullpen. I'm scared of their rotation. What's going to carry this team is the lineup. The lineup is as good as it gets in baseball. The rotation is something that I like the arms, I like the ability, and I love what the Mets have been able to do over the last couple of years. You got to hope that continues. And the bullpen is, I trust it. There's enough good arms out there. And I do think Diaz is, you know, still a very solid closer, and you've added some guys around him, but those aren't the driving forces. The driving forces are this offense, and even they have a couple of question marks. But there's no doubt this is a Met team that's going to win somewhere between 93 and 96 games, and they should battle for the division.